This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, October 24. First Table of God's Law. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. My wife and I recently attended a symphony. 75 musicians on the stage gave their best. The star of the show was a young violinist playing a 1699 Stradivarius violin. At the end of the performance, with the crowd on their feet applauding, the young man left the stage. The applause continued, and he reappeared and bowed. The applause increased, and he returned a second time. Was this violinist an egotistical young man? No. Giving the audience the opportunity to express their gratitude and amazement for a beautiful performance added to the listener's joy. If the violinist had simply walked off and not returned, the audience would have felt shortchanged. Expressing appreciation is an important part of enjoying a great performance. The first table of God's law to his people calls them to love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind. God wants us to honor and glorify him in all we think, say, and do. The first table of the law is designed to enable us to truly appreciate God's beauty and glory. Calling for our love and respect in this way is not egotistical. Rather, it is a sign that the utterly amazing and loving God wants us deeply to enjoy the best life, blessings, and hope possible. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for your law, which teaches us to see and enjoy your amazing, beautiful love for us all. Help us to think and act and live in your ways always. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.